The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Right, today I'm going to talk about a theatre, television and film actress that's been going for quite some time, Mary Louise Streep. Do you recognise the name? Meryl Streep has been nominated for the Academy Award an astonishing 16 times and won it twice. She started to go by the name Meryl professionally when she was at an early audition, and the people auditioning her misread the name Mary L as Meryl. She didn't want to ruin the chances of getting the job by embarrassing them, so she kept it and it kind of stuck.
Music. Breathing of statues. Into audible landscape. You, stranger. Holy departure. When the innermost point in us stands outside. As the most practiced distance. As the other side of air. Pure. Boundless. No longer habitable.
Postcards from the Edge is a semi-autobiographical novel by Carrie Fisher. First published in 87, it was later adapted by Fisher herself into a motion picture by the same name starring Meryl Streep. Blue Rodeo is a Canadian and country rock band, and in the movie they accompanied Meryl Streep on I'm Checking Out, which was written by Shel Silverstein. Other songs performed in the film include I'm Still Here by Stephen Sondheim and You Don't Know Me by Cyndi Walker and Eddie Arnold. Here's Meryl performing I'm Checking Out from the motion picture soundtrack with Blue Rodeo.
I'm checking out of this heartbreak hotel. I ain't gonna live on Lonely Street no more. I ain't give that sad bellhop my bebop and blues guitar.
Her next big project came in 1992 with Death Becomes Her. It was a dark comedy fantasy film and starred Goldie Hawn, Meryl of course, and Bruce Willis. The film focuses on two rivaling women who drink a magic potion that promises eternal youth.
Drink that potion and you'll never grow even one day older. Don't drink it and continue to watch yourself rot.
How much is it?
However, after they are both killed in their fight for love of a mortician, played by Bruce Willis, the potion revives them as the undead, and they are forced to maintain their deteriorating bodies forever. In the opening scene of the movie, we see a young Madeline Ashton, played by Streep, on Broadway, performing in a show called Songbird. The song is called Me.
What do I see? That's the question I'm most afraid of. One that asks me what I'm really made of. What do I see? Much more than a reflection. A romance with sheer perfection.
I see me, actress, woman, star and lover, sister, sweetheart, slave and mother. I see me,
and I like what I see.
Virgin, temptress, dream of others, yes it's me. Yes, it's me.
We see you.
You mean me?
Idol, goddess, shameless hussy, diva, princess, lewd and lusty.
Oh.
In 2002, Merrill released another song on Philadelphia Chickens. Philadelphia Chickens is a book and music CD combination by Sandra Boynton and Michael Ford. It featured songs by various celebrities such as Scott Bakula, Kevin Bacon, Eric Stoltz, Natasha Richardson, and many more. The song which Merrill recorded was called Nobody Understands Me.
Nobody understands me, although I wish they would. Nobody understands me, I hate being misunderstood. Nobody understands me, no matter how I try. Nobody understands me, and I can't understand why. When I think of all the global snob, I've tried so hard to explain. They all look amused or a little confused. Why can't they see what I mean? It's very snowflake. Nobody understands me, though mammally blit each day. Nobody understands me, I hate being misunderstood.
Prairie Home Companion is a 2006 comedy directed by Robert Altman, and it was his final film, released just 5 months before his death. It is a fictional representation of behind-the-scenes activities at the long-running public radio show of the same name. Meryl Streep and Lily Tomlin play two sisters from Wisconsin, the last two members of what was once a popular family country music act. In the film, they perform a song called My Minnesota Home.
Please welcome one of radio's great singing families, the Johnson Girls, Rhonda and Yolanda.
One of Meryl Streep's more better-known musical projects over the years is Mamma Mia. It was a 2008 musical romantic comedy film adapted from the 1999 West End musical of the same name, which was based on the songs of the successful pop group ABBA. It became the highest-grossing film musical of all time, breaking the 30-year record of Grease. Meryl heads the cast, playing the role of single mother, Donna Sheridan. Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, and Stellan Skarsgård play the three possible fathers to Donna's daughter, Sophie, played by Amanda Seyfried, who's about to get married and wants her father to attend. Not knowing which of her mother's lovers is her real dad, she invites all three.
I was cheated by you, and I think you know when. So I made up my mind, it must come to an end. I suddenly lose control. There's a fire within.
mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist ya? Mamma mia, does it show again? My, my, just how much I missed ya.
After appearing in Mamma Mia, Streep's rendition of the song, Mamma Mia, rose to popularity in the Portuguese music chart, where it has so far peaked at number 8. At the 35th People's Choice Awards, her version of Mamma Mia won an award for favourite song from a soundtrack, and in 2008 Streep was nominated for a Grammy Award, which was a fifth, for her work on the songs in the film.
I don't wanna talk, 'cause it makes me feel sad, and I understand. Come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it.
Before I head off, let me leave you with this interesting piece of trivia about Meryl. In 2004, May the 27th was proclaimed Meryl Streep Day by Manhattan Borough President C. Virginia Fields. I'll have to write off, I wonder if he'll name a day after me.
Yeah, but you're not Meryl Streep.